Good afternoon, Paul.
Oh, good afternoon, Mick. Yes, I can tell you what I'm doing next. I'm doing my ironing.
Oh, is that ironing? Yes. You've got your iron. Are you in a hotel room ironing?
I'm in my Airbnb. This is a glimpse into the show business world. But as I'm doing my interview with you, I'm ironing my shirt ready for my performance in Parramatta tonight.
Parramatta.
What a cultural hub of Sydney.
Yes, I don't think I've been before, but it sounds very posh, and I imagine they would like to see very smart shirt that's been very well ironed.
They certainly would. They certainly would.
Hi, Paul T here. Yeah, you might have been sold the wrong information there. So, but enjoy it. I think they'll be connoisseurs equally.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, yes. In another development, I've leaked liquid out of the steam iron.
Oh, no.
All dirty liquid. And it's gone on to my visa for New Zealand next week. But you don't need to worry about that. You're talking about Sydney. It doesn't matter about the fact that I won't be allowed into New Zealand now.
Would you like me to have
staining on the visa?
I'm a Kiwi, Paul. Would you like me to have a word with Jacinta? We all know each other, as you know.
Oh, yeah, that would help. Okay. Yes, yes.
But we are in Australia, and welcome back to Australia again. I think you'd be here every year or two pretty often. And I guess every time you come, you probably get to observe what craziness the Australian politicians are up to. You see, we're in an election campaign right now. Have you caught any of that?
Yes, I've seen that. And I like all the Australian elections. So there's always a backstabbing, and then another one stabs another one in the back and things like that. But
yeah.
The thing is, in Britain, we were feeling a bit left behind, so that's why we've decided to have a Brexit shambles to show that we can do things badly as well.
Well, that's all right. You guys have always shown us how to do it properly anyway. We're just learnt off the best.
Well, yes. But the thing is, we've always had the same leader. Throughout the Brexit shambles, you've always had the same strong and stable leader in Theresa May.
She's laughing.
Always the one who guides us.
That was serious, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's guiding you well, and no one else really wants the job, I guess.
Well, no, I think, actually, Boris Johnson wants the job.
Oh.
In fact, loads of people want the job. There's at least 27 of them jostling for the job.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a bit of a poison chalice right now, but we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
People always say that, don't they? They'll say, oh, it's a poison chalice, wouldn't want to do it. But it would be quite fun, though, wouldn't it? Like going around in, like, police escort. Like entourages and like being flown all over the world.
Oh, you're throwing your hat in the ring, Paul. Like,
please, Paul, please.
Well, I am, yes.
Hey, well, Ukraine. Ukraine just elected.
Oh, yeah. Ukraine, yes. I mean, we've got a comedian becoming one in president of Ukraine, so there's no reason why we couldn't have more comedians. What I liked about the Ukrainian election was that he didn't come up with any policies or anything. He was literally, his campaign was just a load of stand-up comedy performances, various gags and things like that, and that was the basis of which he won. So I reckon if I get a few of my things up on YouTube, a few videos of me, like, say, moist cake and things like that, I could become the president, at least some small country somewhere.
Yeah, find some little island or something, you know? There's a few little islands around Australia. I'm sure one of them will have you.
Lord Howe Island?
Yes, I'm sure... Like maybe I could become the president of Tasmania.
Welcomely. I think they would probably be very happy for that.
Grow another head and you'll be right, Paul.
Oh, mean.
That's so offensive to people of Tasmania because they don't have more than one head, but they do have more than 3 feet.
Oh, I see. I've just looking up instead of down. I made a mistake.
Yes, you've got to look down to see the abnormalities.
Speaking of abnormalities...
Well, you look up and down, yes. Yes. Continue. Yes. I was going to say, you look up and down, but you'd never look in the middle. Mm. It's rude.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
Learning stuff.
Yes.
I was going to talk about your amazing hairdo, which I think is back in it's back in fashion. I don't know if it was ever out of fashion. Well, maybe it was for a while there, but you've had the same hairdo for quite a while now. How do you work on that?
Oh, yes,
what do you do every day? What's your routine?
Oh, well, My hairdresser designed it. He modelled it on my personality. Oh. And as my personality stayed fairly similar for the last few years, then that has meant that I've had the same, more or less the same hairstyle. And I have to wash it every 3 days, which in fact I did just now.
Excellent.
Just before starting this interview. And I'm all dripping. And then afterwards, I comb it. And then I don't need to worry about it for another 3 days.
Just one comb every 3 days?
And then my hairdresser. Yeah, one comb per day.
Okay.
And then unless I'm going on stage, when sometimes I do an extra comb before going on stage to make sure it's really smart. And then my hairdresser doesn't need to worry, unless my personality changes, in which case he'd be very concerned because he'd have to change the style.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, you can't see, Paul, but Mick doesn't have a lot of hair, so I appreciate that because I do. I'm not sure why he's asking.
It's always good to... Just jealous.
Just yes. Jealousy.
Yes. Well, of course, men lose their hair, don't they, but women do not. And another difference between men and women is that women have been historically subjugated in a patriarchal society for thousands of years, whereas men have not. Well, two differences there.
Very true.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Well done. Thank you.
Now, your show this year is called Image Conscious. It's quite relevant, is what we're talking about. And I hear it's a little bit more structured than previous shows. Is this correct, really?
All the shows have been structured, but this one, yes, it takes you on a journey to talking about the royals, talking about preparing for a suburban orgy, focusing on the administrative aspects, and then going into other things that don't seem relevant at the time, like the plight of the softshell crab, but then later you realise it was relevant all along. So it's like goes you on a journey until it ends up in a very farcical situation. Yeah, so it's got a nice structure.
Fantastic.
It's good to have a good structure.
I suppose it is, but I've always known you to be sort of, you know, off the cuff. You sort of just sort of make things up as you go along. Is there still a bit of that going on?
Oh, that's all going along, yes. In fact, the structure only reveals itself at the back end.
Tricky.
It's just a
connoisseur. This is why you are a comedy genius, as everyone has described you, Paul.
Oh, yes. But it's all lots of off-the-cuff things. You know, it's all very... people who've seen my comedy before will like it because it's got the freewheeling sensation about it.
And I hear that, you know, Australians are a pretty freewheeling bunch, I reckon. We're pretty easygoing. Do you find us, you know, do you find bouncing things off us a little bit easier, or is it similar to back home?
It's similar to back home. Of course, the Australian people, as you say, are very relaxed, apart from immigration. I think what happens with Australia is they get, like, it's the most relaxed country in the world, but they get all their least relaxed people. And they put them all on immigration, saying, "Oh, you've got an apple; it could destroy Australia," and things like that.
Oh, have you been caught up in customs? You know, you can't bring in all that food that you're trying to bring in, Paul. All the fish, all the monkey brains.
I know all those things. But I was once speaking to an Australian person who was going to Britain and said, "Oh, can I take this and this and this and this various food things to Britain?" I was saying, "Yes," and she couldn't believe it because she was Australian. I was saying, "In Britain, we don't care." You know, Britain is not going to be destroyed by an apple. You know, we can cope.
Well, that's lucky that Britain's a lot made of sturdier stuff than Australia. We're a bit brittle over here. Well, I think it's very exciting that you're back in town, especially because the Sydney Comedy Festival just started, and I think you're doing a few shows at the Giant Dwarf from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get on down to the Giant Dwarf. It's a good little venue too, Paul. You'll like it.
Oh, yes, I haven't been before, but it sounds nice. I like the fact it's called the Giant Dwarf. It's better than the
small giant, no?
Little...
I don't know.
The Little Giants.
The Little Giants.
Very good.
That'll
work on the night, I'm sure. but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great show tonight, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much.
Enjoy the people of Parramatta.
Yeah, nice.
Mm.
Oh, thank you.
I suggest getting on stage and saying, "Go the Eels." They are the local football team, and you can go. You can't go wrong.
So I say the Eels.
Go the Eels.
Go the Eels. Yep. I think you're giving me misinformation.
No, it's very much true.
They're my team, Paul.
That's the rival one, and you're saying it. You know, they all shout at me because that's the rival one. They all hate the Eels.
I wouldn't do
so
that.
So I'm gonna go on and say I hate the Eels.
No, I've
learned from your trick.
Don't do it, promise.
He's double thinking. He's double crossing. I'm double crossing. Maybe it's a triple cross. Oh, who knows?
I hope so.
In any event, have a great night and a great trip here in Australia. Really great to talk to you. Thank you so much, Paul Foot.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Cheers. Paul Foot right there. As I mentioned, you can see him at the Giant Dwarf on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Thank you, T.